Why SAT and GRE updates matter for study abroad students in 2025. Standardized tests like the SAT and GRE continue to play a crucial role in study abroad applications, especially for students targeting top universities in the USA, Canada, Europe, and beyond. As admission trends shift post-pandemic, it's more important than ever for international students to stay updated with testing changes. The SAT 2025 updates and GRE 2025 changes are designed to make exams more student-friendly, efficient, and aligned with today's digital learning environment. SAT 2025 updates, what's new this year? The SAT exam in 2025 has undergone significant changes aimed at reducing student stress while maintaining academic rigor. Here's what you need to know. 1. Fully digital SAT format. The SAT is now entirely digital, with students required to take the exam on computers or tablets at designated test centers. Paper-based SAT options have been discontinued worldwide, reflecting the shift toward digital education. 2. Shorter duration. The exam is now only 2 hours long, a significant reduction from the previous 3-hour format. This makes the test less exhausting while still effectively evaluating key skills in math, reading, and writing. 3. Adaptive testing. The new section adaptive model adjusts question difficulty based on performance in earlier sections. This creates a more personalized and accurate measure of student ability, with potentially higher scores for stronger test takers. 4. Faster score delivery. Students now receive their SAT scores within a few days, a major improvement over the previous wait times of up to 2 weeks. This allows for faster decision-making and smoother university application processes. 5. Flexible test scheduling. The College Board has introduced monthly test dates in many countries, giving international students more flexibility in planning and retaking the test if needed. Pro tip, always verify whether your target universities require the SAT in 2025, as many U.S. institutions continue to follow test optional policies. GRE 2025 changes, key updates for graduate applicants. For students aiming for graduate programs abroad, especially in the US, Canada, UK, and Europe, the GRE General Test remains a widely accepted standardized test. The GRE 2025 changes reflect a push for efficiency and accessibility. 1. Shorter GRE test. The updated GRE is now just 1 hour and 58 minutes long, significantly shorter than the nearly 4-hour version of the past. This streamlined format helps reduce fatigue and boosts test performance. 2. Simplified analytical writing. Instead of 2 essays, the GRE now includes just 1 analyze an issue task. This revision makes preparation more focused and less overwhelming for students. 3. Rapid score reporting. GRE scores are now available in as little as 5 days, helping students meet tight application deadlines without stress. 4. Wider global acceptance. In 2025, more universities in countries like Germany, Australia, and the UK will accept GRE scores for master's and business programs. This broader recognition increases the test's relevance for study abroad. 5. At-home and test center options. ETS continues to offer both in-person and GRE at-home testing, giving students the flexibility to choose their preferred exam setting. Changing study abroad exam requirements in 2025. Understanding the exam requirements for study abroad is critical. Here's a country-wise breakdown of what's typically expected in 2025. USA. Undergraduate, SAT or ACT, test optional at many schools. Graduate, GRE, required for some STEM and business programs. UK. Undergraduate, SAT not required. A-levels, IB preferred. Graduate, GRE accepted for tech, business, and research-focused programs. Canada. Undergraduate, SAT optional, emphasis on high school GPA. Graduate, GRE preferred for competitive programs in fields like engineering, psychology, and data science. Australia and New Zealand. Both SAT and GRE are accepted at select universities but not mandatory across the board. Europe, Germany, Netherlands, France. OGRE is gaining traction in English-taught master's programs, especially in management and STEM fields. Note, always check each university's official 2025 admission criteria, as policies may vary or change frequently. How to prepare for the new SAT and GRE formats. To perform well on the 2025 SAT and GRE, students should adjust their preparation strategies. 1. Practice digitally. Use official platforms and digital mock exams to get comfortable with the online test format. The College Board and ETS both offer simulation tools. 2. Prioritize time management. With shorter exams, pacing becomes critical. Practice under timed conditions to improve speed and accuracy. 3. Use updated study materials. Make sure your prep books, flashcards, and question banks reflect the 2025 SAT and GRE formats. Outdated resources can lead to poor preparation. 4. Integrate AI tools. AI-based platforms like Khan Academy, for SAT, and Magush, for GRE, offer personalized learning plans, adaptive practice questions, and performance analytics to help you improve faster. Final thoughts. At GenNext Mentors, we understand that navigating study abroad exams can be overwhelming, especially with so many changes in 2025. The new SAT and GRE formats are designed to be more efficient and less stressful, but preparation is still key. By staying informed, updating your resources, and leveraging digital tools, you can position yourself for success. Whether you're planning undergraduate or graduate studies abroad, our expert counselors are here to guide you through every step. From test prep to application strategy. Reach out today and take your first confident step toward a global future.